Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So the front page of the Irish Times today features that moment when Kilmacud Crokes were defending a 45 in the dying moments of the All-Ireland Club Final in Croke Park on Sunday. The players are clustered around the goal, are numbered in this picture so we can see exactly what's going on. Glenn from Derry had 15 men on the field, but Kilmacud Crokes from Dublin had 16. And we know, of course, that Kilmacud Crokes went on to win the game by 2 points. And Damien Lawler is on the line now, RTGAA broadcaster and newly announced presenter of the Saturday game. Damien, thanks very much for joining us on this. So this picture that I'm talking about here, it was taken, I think, about a minute before the end of the match. Will you talk us through what was going on at this point?
Yeah, that's true, Claire. So basically, Kilmacud Crokes player Darren Mullen was positioned on the goal line. He was defending alongside his teammates a Glen 45 being taken by Danny Tallon. But the Kilmacud Crokes player Darren Mullen had been replaced by Conor Casey just seconds earlier. But he didn't come off the pitch until the kick was actually taken. So Kilmacud Crokes had 17 players on the pitch, but one of those was way away from the action, walking off the pitch. But 16 players were actively involved, and that included Dara, who had been substituted but hadn't taken his removal from the pitch. So I think on first reflection, it was brought to Glen manager Malachy O'Rourke's attention after the game that 16 players had been actively involved, and his initial reaction, Claire, was to say that probably, in his opinion, there would not be any further kind of development on that front, that the game was over and that they had their chances and they missed it. But I suppose a kind of a microscope and a scrutiny has been placed on this game since then. And I think last night, Glenn expressed their disappointment with the GAA's decision not to review the 16 man on the pitch at the end of the club football
and
finals.
Will you explain to me, Damien, like, has the GAA got the power to carry out that review? Because the GAA says that it's leaving it up to Glenn to make an objection. Could the GAA go ahead and review this without that objection?
So, like, initially, Claire, Glenn sought clarity from Glenn Club, and that clarity was under Rule 6.44BI. And they went ahead to have a look and see if there was clarity to be provided. And that certainly gave the GAA a chance to look at the events that happened. But according to the GAA's rulebook, Claire, the next step has to be that Glenn actually officially object to the awarding of the game. And that will take place under Rule 7.10 if it actually happens. They have 72 hours to object to that. 72 hours after the start of the game, which brings us up to 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. There's been no objection so far, only an instigation for clarity, and then secondly, an expression of disappointment last night that the ball had been put back in Glenn's court from Croke Park.
Yeah, because that's awkward for them, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think you look at Malachy's comments after the game, and his general feeling would have been, you know, look, Claire, to be blunt about it, nobody wants to win an All-Ireland under any circumstances like that. So, yeah, it would be awkward for them. If an objection comes before 3:30 tomorrow, and Glenn players and management have the final say in this, we believe they've been thinking about this, I suppose, since it happened, especially last night, yesterday evening, and maybe this morning. So we're waiting for their next move. If they do make an objection, there are three possible outcomes to this, Claire. Again, it'll be dealt with under Rule 6.44, and that will either be a forfeit of the result by Kilmacud Crokes, a replay offered, or a fine handed out to Kilmacud Crokes for not having their two players taken off the field as per the GAA rulebook. But the GAA say that they cannot take the next step until there is an actual official objection.
Yeah.
And it's an untimely situation. It's not a nice course of events for either club or the GAA or the match officials on the day. And we're now just waiting to see what Glenn's next move will be, Claire.
And the likelihood is, from what I've read this morning, there seems to be a consensus that if they were to object, that a replay would be the most likely outcome, Damien. Is that the case?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a matter of opinion. For me, looking at the rule book right here in front of me, the GAA could either have a forfeit of results completely, there could be a replay ordered, but there could be a fine as well. And there is a little bit of greyness to put over this too, Claire, because some of the rules actually dictating this would say, quote, depending on the circumstances. Now, I could talk to one person who will say that Darren Mullen's placement on the goal line is actively involved in the game. Another person might say to me, that the 45 that Glenn worked up very shortly blazed across the goals, and Darren Mullen's involvement wasn't a significant factor in the outcome of the game. So it's subjective in that manner. Depending on the circumstances, leaves that rule open to interpretation. So as a journalist, I can only deal in the facts. Yeah. And it's going to be one of those three, Claire. You know?
So let's imagine that a replay was the decision that was reached. And you know, you have to jump through a number of steps to get to that point. But when would that happen? Because, I mean, if you're Kilmacud Crokes, you've been celebrating since Sunday. I mean, if the replay is announced, they're back getting ready for another final.
Yeah, I think the window, Claire, from what I'm led to believe, is 2.5 weeks from today. So it'll be two and a half weekends. Well, I suppose 3 weekends from when the game is played. The Allianz League starts on Saturday, and it'll be all hands on deck in the most compacted season of all time. It'll be all hands on deck. So I think there'll be a slight gap in 2.5 weeks' time, I'm led to believe, Claire. And that means that maybe, I suppose, there could be a window of opportunity there. There was speculation that it could be played this weekend as part of a doubleheader with one of the games, and that would free up the players to resume their county activities. But all these players on both sides are going to need a break. Yesterday would have been a complete write-off for them, both mentally and physically and socially. So I think that, to summarise everything, Claire, the sooner there's progress and a move on this, no matter who is left up to take the initiative on this, I think it would be great in everybody's interest if clarity is achieved fairly, fairly soon, and we all know where we stand.
Well, we should know fairly soon. As you say, the deadline for the objection is coming up. Damien, thanks very much for that. Damien Lawler there, presenter of the Saturday game on our RTE TV, as was announced over the last couple of days. We'll take a quick break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.